Aid groups warn that conditions are worsening in the southern Iraqi city of Basra. British troops surround it, but it's still held by Iraqi troops. There have been conflicting reports about a possible civilian uprising by the Shia majority against Iraqi forces in Basra. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Going into this war, administration officials made no secret of their hope that the Iraqi population would welcome U.S.-led forces as liberators. And some expressed hope that the predominantly Shia population in the south in particular would rise up against Saddam and his regime. So far, it hasn't happened. The Shia are wary, and with good reason. During the 1991 Gulf War, as coalition forces pounded Iraqi positions in Kuwait and in Iraq, the first President Bush issued this appeal.
Compliance with the resolutions will instantly stop the bloodshed. And there's another way for the bloodshed to stop, and that is for the Iraqi military and the Iraqi people to take matters into their own hands and force Saddam Hussein, the dictator, to step aside.
The Kurds in the north and the Shia in the south responded to the call, engaging and sometimes routing elements of Saddam's army, which at one point lost control of much of the country. When the Iraqis were driven from Kuwait, the Shia expected U.S. forces to join them in liberating Iraq. It didn't happen. U.S. forces stopped abruptly, and President Bush declared victory.
Kuwait is liberated. Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met. This war is now behind us. Ahead of us is the difficult task of securing a potentially historic peace.
When it became clear that the U.S. would not invade Iraq, Saddam's army launched a furious counteroffensive against the Shia and the Kurds, ruthlessly putting down both the rebellions. Iraqi human rights groups say as many as 50,000 Shia were killed. Many more became refugees. Abdul-Majid al-Khoi remembers that uprising well. His father, Ayatollah Abdul Qasim al-Khoi, was the Shia spiritual leader in Iraq at the time. Abdul-Majid al-Khoi says many Shia want to get rid of Saddam, but fear a repeat of 1991.
Because of their bad experience during March 1991, they are a little bit worried still, and they don't know exactly if this time the allies, especially the U.S. and Britain, they are not going to stop in the middle of the way like what they did 12 years ago.
Al-Khoi says he has been in contact with many Shia in southern Iraq. He says the presence of Saddam's irregulars in urban centers such as Nasiriyah, Najaf, and Basra make it highly risky for people to challenge them openly. He says he has urged his followers to stay in their homes. A similar message comes from the leader of another Shia opposition group, Ayatollah Mohammed Bakr Hakim. The Iraqi people should remain neutral in this war and take neither the side of the Americans nor the side of Saddam Hussein, Hakim says. Hakim, who leads the Tehran-based Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq, says U.S.-led forces are welcome as long as they help the people of Iraq get rid of Saddam Hussein. But he says if the U.S. tries to install what he calls a puppet government in Baghdad, Iraqis should resist with all legitimate means, including arms. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Cairo.